Hi, guys. Happy Women's Day.
Same to you. How are you?
I got to sing.
Yes. To sing now. You have to sing all of the songs on our playlist. Go. Go.
No.
Is there a particular tune that you would tend to go for maybe after a few lemonades at the weekend?
I think it has to be, well, for the day that's in it, Beyonce, Who Runs the World.
Nice. We're literally playing that in about 15 minutes.
Are you? Yeah. I find myself, any time I run the bath, that I sing it to who runs the bath. I love it. I still laugh at Joan Hold Back the River, that you said it was for all the beavers in the world. Oh. So maybe you could do something about running the bath. I don't know.
Come here, tell us about the charity tea that you kind of came up with during the snow that everyone else was struggling with as well, and you decided to do something brilliant with it.
Well, that happened just kind of really spontaneously. I think it was the Saturday when the snow was still around, but everyone was dying to get out of their houses, and obviously Breadgate had happened, and I sent a tweet to saying, well, somebody better make Irish Born and Bread, B-R-E-A-D, t-shirt for Paddy's Day. And then somebody had linked me in with Hairy Baby Tees. And then I think within about 20 minutes, we had messaged each other, and I said, look, are you up for it? And Adara, who runs it, has done quite a few charities before for different charities, and he's raised a lot of money. Mm. So he was up for it. He had the means to do it down there. They print by order, so it wasn't like, you know, they had to buy in a huge amount of stock. They're ready to go with that setup.
Yeah.
So in fairness to him, he had a prototype made up within about an hour, and then he sent it to me, and we were good to go. The joys of social media and modern
amazing.
Technology.
Yeah. Well, today we are talking about powerful women, and that is pretty powerful. In fact, in the space of a few hours, your idea that popped into your head was now through the production line and ready for sale.
It was great, and it was brilliant. But you know, I have to give the kudos to Hairy Baby Tees, because I mean, it was a kind of a gag that I was messing around with, but they're the guys that are doing all the hard work. I was like, this is not a great idea, and they're like, yeah, no problem, printing away. So they've had a lot of traction, and loads of people have bought them, which is brilliant, because all of the profits are going to Focus Ireland, because especially in the bad weather and storm, I think we all feel massively grateful that, I know everyone had cabin fever, but we're really lucky to be in our houses.
Indoors, yeah.
I think, you know, it was highlighting all the work they do and raising the issue again that we have a homeless crisis in this country. So it's brilliant to be able to raise profits for such a worthy charity. So, her babies, they're still printing away, but you can order them.
Yeah, do.
Right,
hairybaby.com.
And I think... if you try and get the order in this week for St. Patrick's Day, because they've got
shipping, of course,
post them all out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can wear them. You can wear them every day of the year if you want. But I think a lot of people did want them for Patrick's Day, which was kind of nice timing as well for all of us.
And a nice one to send off to someone who lives abroad, maybe, if they're celebrating Patrick's Day abroad.
Absolutely. I mean, nobody will get the joke where they are, but that's okay. They will know.
Well, at least it'll give you a talk.
You thought Brad wrong, and be like, no, you don't understand.
We do for a half a pan of batch.
We got a nice text in for you, Amy, from Derek, and he says, tell Amy that Striking Out is the best bit of Irish telly since Love Hate. Brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
Is it coming back for another series?
I don't know yet.
You do.
I don't. These things that we never know. We're always the last to know. Last to know. Can't stop singing.
We'll put that in our playlist.
I don't think it's 12 by 1 until my cover comes out. But anyway, yeah, we probably won't know for a little while. These decisions are made. Up above.
Yeah, and Channel 5 got the rights with those, so that's going to go across the water to the UK.
I think it started over there. I was working in Manchester recently, and a lot of the crew were like, oh, we saw you on the telly, and I was like, what? So I think it started. I think it started on Channel 5 over there, and then it's shown on Acorn TV in the States as well, which is a streaming channel. Yeah, that shows a lot of UK and Irish television shows, so it's great. Telly now, even though, you know, you start on home turf, so many of them travel now, which is great.
Bring back Threesome. You know how much I love that show.
No, Me too. I am really good friends with Steve, one of the guys in it, and we're in touch a lot. And we do say, we often do say, wouldn't it be great if we all got
so
together
good.
And did another one? And I was like, no, it's so great. I love that. That was one of my favorite jobs ever.
Are you going to be in the Aviva at the weekend?
No, I'm not. My other half is working, and I'm not going to be there. But I'll be watching on my telly at home and supporting the lads. Very exciting now. And I'm not going over for Patrick's Day either.
All right, okay.
Oh, that's kind of a sad story.
Well, listen, we're going to play a female anthem now to play you out. We're going to go with Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle.
Nice.
That's a
tune,
in fairness.
Mostly because Dave loves it, because it's cheesy.
You know it.
Dave has that outfit, I think.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Amy, listen, fair
Happy
play to you.
International Women's Day.
Same to you. And fair play to you for coming up with the idea for the t-shirt. It's absolutely brilliant.
Thanks a million, guys.
All right, talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
That's Amy Huberman there, celebrating her t-shirt for charity, Irish Born and Bred. You can get yours at hairybaby.com.
All profits go on to Focus Ireland, which is a really good cause.